Erie County Senior Services Commissioner David Schenck made the surprise announcement at Thursday's legislature meeting. He says he gave the 16 non-compliant nursing homes a final warning letter this week, and if they don't comply by February 28th, he will fine them.
And if they don't pay those civil penalties in a timely manner, we may take any and all legal action to recover them. And that failure to comply with Ruthie's Law may place them in breach of their Erie County contracts, if they have any, and may jeopardize any future contracts with their organization.
Schenck's announcement comes more than 3 months after WBFO's report that the county wasn't fining nursing homes, and the legislature's subsequent criticism of the county's enforcement. Perhaps no legislator has been more critical than Minority Leader Joseph Lurigo.
Yeah, it was a huge surprise to hear that they're going to start levying fines at the end of the month. It's a pleasant surprise, but, you know, it shouldn't have taken this long, and it shouldn't have taken, you know, so much media pressure to get it done. It should have just been done. It's the right thing to do.
The county appeared to question whether it could actually impose the fines described in Ruthie's Law. The New York State Health Facilities Association says Ruthie's Law is invalidated by state public health law, which says counties can't make regulations for nursing homes. Some of the nursing homes are very likely not to comply by February 28th, and then challenge the fines in court. Schenck says that's their choice to make.
And they're going to go through their process and do that, and whatever they decide to do, I will respond accordingly.
Tom Dinke, WBFO News.